Harper Audio presents Logical Family, a memoir by Armistead Maupin. This is the author. Prologue. When I was a boy in Raleigh, I was afraid of being locked in Oakwood Cemetery overnight. Every Sunday after church, when our blue-tailed white Pontiac cruised through the entrance, I fretted about the sign posted above us. Gates locked at 6 p.m. I never voiced this fear to my parents, but it hovered over me like a threatening storm cloud all afternoon. What if we lost track of the time? That could easily happen as we plucked dandelions from my grandfather's grave or posed sullenly for Daddy's never-ending slides, rigid as garden gnomes. Our family plot was on a rise with the other nice families, a respectable distance from the gate, so the caretaker, a runny-eyed old man who kept a spittoon in his granite cubbyhole, might overlook us when he left for home. That enormous gate would clang shut, and we would be trapped there all night, eating acorns for survival, drinking dew off the lilies. My brother, my sister, my parents, and me. Cemetery Family Robinson. This was not your usual ghoulish graveyard terror, since I found the cemetery anything but spooky. I loved its winding lanes and tilting stones, the way its pale green dells reflect with pink in the spring. I reveled in its rich hieroglyphics, all those corroding angels and renegade jonquils, the palpable antiquity of the place. This was our family seat, after all, the ground to which I would return some day, permanently planted among my ancestors. So what was so scary about